players a massive relief. Obviously, the pressure builds when you don't win games on everyone, and so it's a big relief. I thought the support today was absolutely magnificent, right behind us from the start, and I'm glad we could give them something to cheer about today, because you know they've had a rough time of it this first 3 weeks of the season.
Perfect start as well. Early goal, or fairly early goal, by Kieran Murta. Then Chester pegged it back, but then you found the confidence to get yourselves back in the game, which hasn't happened in the last couple of games, and get yourselves in front again by half time.
Yeah, I mean, we've you know, the last two games, it's been like a whirlwind, really. I think Dagenham was 3 goals in 10 minutes, and York 4 goals in 18 minutes, and it was just that we were crumbling, really. And you know, we've had to analyse a lot of things, but I think, you know, you can analyse as much as you like. You can look at this, you can look at that, the reason why that goal went in, this goal went in. But you do have to really sometimes just drive yourself through on heart and determination. And although we played some good football today, I think the heart and determination was there to win the game. It has to be there every game. Now, that's not to say we can go and win or draw every game. It's a very difficult league, but we know we have to be much, much better than we have been in the first 6 games. And that is more like the level of performance that we need to produce if we're going to compete well in this league.
Was the factor of a fit again, Ismail Yakubu being able to be out there in a 3-man central defence that we all thought in the press box worked very, very well, was that a contributing factor and a confidence booster for the team?
Yeah, to have Ismail, he's such an experienced player, such a strong player as well, and a leader, you know, not always in the most vociferous way, but a leader on the pitch. And, you know, we would have liked to have that option available to us earlier. And it's something we looked at from the start of the season, whether we would do that. But obviously, Ish has only been fit for the one game before that, the Solihull game, which he started in and unfortunately got injured. So massive to have him back, yeah. And the first time we've played with 3 at the back this season, because when he did play at Solihull, we still played with a 4 with Joey going into midfield. So we had a look at it today. It's worked well today. Will it be the answer every game? Well, we'll have to wait and see. There's certain teams and certain ways of doing things. So, but we're very pleased today. And the other pleasing thing with Ish is that obviously we've taken him off, I think, was it on 74, 75? And he's come through. You know, he was starting to just feel a bit of cramping, but there's no pull. And he'll be fit for Saturday, which is obviously a great thing as well.
When you look at the games that you've had here so far at the Laithwaite, Steve, there's been Forest Green, Lincoln, Dagenham and Redbridge before today. 3 teams who many people would probably put in their top 5 or 6 come the end of the season. So to get a result here against Chester, it's with no disrespect to those, it's going to be those sort of teams sort of in and around the bottom half of the table that you need to take the points from, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's, we have had a tough first 3 games at home. Having said that, you know, I looked at when we played Dagenham, and apart from that 25 minutes in the first half where we just really poor, you look at the second half and you're matching them for other parts of the game. But you're right there, probably, you know, those are 3 teams who will no doubt finish in the top 7 or 8, I would have thought. And Forest Green, very good in possession. It was a very difficult night for us. We didn't have a lot of possession. We tried manfully on the night, and I don't think it was a poor performance on the night against Forest Green. But at the end of the day, I can't say they didn't deserve the win. It has been a very tough start at home, but that's no excuses. We're not making excuses because we played 3 teams who are perceived to be better teams and up at the top. You know, you've got to get something out of your own games, whether you're playing Dagenham and Redbridge, Forest Green, Chester, whoever it's, but you've got to try and get things out of your home games, because it's always tough when you go away.